Zechanishmas Savi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zechanishmas Daniel Hashem Nabas Yeshua Falak. Okay, everybody, we're going to do Parshas Noso today. As we know, Parshas Noso is the Birkas Kohanim is in Parshas Noso, and there's a lot of discussion of the significance of the bracha in Birkas Kohanim. Well, you know, what are the brachas, what it's about, etc. We have here the Medrash on page 5. Rav Nosson Omri Vrecha B'Nechasecha. The bracha of Yivarecha is in your Nechasim, in your property, your belongings. Yishmerecha begufcha. And Yishmerecha is in your guf. And then Yahya Hashem Panavilecha. So what's the idea? Yishmerecha, Yivarecha is benechasecha, and Yishmerecha is begufcha. So there is a famous vort. I've said it over before, but if you don't remember it, we'll say it again now. It's from Rav Menachem Mendel of Remnov. I always like this vort, and it's on the Akedah, on page 8 and 9. It says, "Vayishlach Avram es Yodo, vayikach es Amachel es Lishchor es Beno." So this lashon of Vayishlach Avram es Yodo. Why don't you just say Vayikach es Amachelis? What's the idea of Al Tishlach Yodcha? You know, you speak about doing an action. What's this lashon of Vayishlach es Yodo? What's the what's the significance of that? So in the Divrei Menachem here on page 11, he explains. Take a look on page 11. Yesh ledaktik shebechol hamasim she'osa Avram b'kedes b'no im hayadayim ha'ata lo nemar b'shum recha v'yishlach as yodo. The says, you know, Avram woke up in the morning, he went. But what's this lashon? Only when it comes to the knife, it says Vayishlach es Yado. You know, Rakeitz alukichas amachelas. Binyan mizbech si Vayiven es amizbech. Why doesn't it say Vayishlach es Yado? Vayiven es amizbech. It just says Vayiven es amizbech. What's this Vayishlach es Yado? Vayiven vayaruch es haetzim. It doesn't say Vayishlach es Yado, Vayaruch es Eitzim. It just says Vayaruch es Eitzim. Vayakor es Yitzchak. Chol asiyas lo namer shlichas yad b'machom azeh. So he says, V'nir al pi ma sh'omru chachmeinu zal, al pasuk Vayashkem Avram b'boker, v'ikam lamadno adzriza shal Avram. Vayashkem Avram b'boker, Avram gets up in the morning, you see his rizas. So soon as it says Kachas Bidcha, he wakes up early in the morning to do the mitzvah, etc. So what's Vayishlach as Yado? So there is, Vayishlach as Yado says the Menachem Mendel of Remenov on page 11 means that it was hard to do and you had to force it. You had to force it. Whereas normally it says Vayelech, Vay this, Vay, you did it, it was easy. Vayashkem, Bob. The lashon of Vayishlach es Yado means he really had it wasn't easy. You were pushing to do it. You had a tribe, and then Hashem says, "Al tishyach lo yochel anar." So what's the idea? Ki adat dat gerili mka lo tishka ritzon lomar kfar kiyamta mitzvah shel olei sham laola. He says like this. Originally, we thought the mitzvah of the Akedah was to shecht Yitzchak. But then Hashem says that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only to bring him up to the Mizbeach and then take him down. So it's like this. Anything that really was the mitzvah, since Avram Avinu, his body was ruchni. It was his body was programmed that anything that's a mitzvah was intuitive, flowed naturally by Avram. If something was not a mitzvah, that showed that he had to, you know, push for it, because it really didn't go natural. So it comes out that anything that had to do with shechting Yitzchak really was what? It was not a mitzvah. Something that really was not a mitzvah. And that's why Vayishlach Hasyadam. Because if it would have been a mitzvah, for Avram Avinu, his body was so ruchni that it was attuned naturally with the Torah. So he didn't have to push. It just went natural. But things that really were not a mitzvah, it's like moving a brick wall. And that's why Vayishlach Yisidol means he pushed, because it really wasn't a mitzvah, so it didn't go naturally. And he thought originally they were supposed to shecht Yitzchak. And it wasn't going smooth. His hand wasn't moving naturally. So it says Vayishlach Yisidol. So Hashem says, no, you got it wrong. The mitzvah was not to shecht. The mitzvah was just to bring him on the Mizbech and take him down. That's why it says Al Tishlach Yotcha means don't try so hard, because that way it's not going. That's not the mitzvah. That I think that's a very important in Musar Haskil, that in life, you know, of course we have to try hard, but sometimes we think certain things are a mitzvah, they're really not, and they're not being easy. Hashem gives a set special siyata d'shmaya to do mitzvahs, but if it's not really a mitzvah, we don't get that siyata d'shmaya, and therefore it's not so good. And that's what Hashem was telling Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu, everything was natural. Vayelech, vayokom, this. But vayishlach is, you know, he pushed, because it really wasn't. That's the word from Rav. And this idea that everything was natural, Avraham Avinu, is in the Kedushas Levi here, on page 14 and 15, where it says that Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula before the Torah was given. Because his body was so ruchni, that intuitively he understood what the Torah was before it was given. He was able to intuit all the mitzvahs, because his body was so ruchni. And that's the pshat, says the Kedushas Levi, Ilu kirvanu lefnei ha-sinai v'lo noson lanu ha-satora dayenu, he writes, because, and the Berach Moshe explains it, because that's the idea. If we would get to Har Sinai and be in the presence of the Har Sinai and we'd feel the Kedusha and become Ruchni, we wouldn't have even needed the Torah to be given to us, because we would have been mechaven to it on our own, just like Avraham Avinu was on that Madrega. Oh, so if you take a look in the Berach Moshe here, he says, beautiful, on page 27. He quotes the Medrash. What does the Medrash say? V'adabe Hashem, daber al Aaron, v'albono, v'ema kosev orchus b'nei Yisrael morlehem. Isa b'medrash. Mehechon zochu Yisrael l'birkas kohenim. Where did Klal Yisrael be zocha to birkas kohenim? So Rabbi Yehuda says from Avraham. Because by Avraham it says, ko yezaracha. Rabban say from Matan Torah. Ko somar levet. What's the ko? Ko savarcha was b'nei Yisrael. Where did that ko come from? So one opinion says the ko was the ko of ko yezaracha by Avraham Avinu. One opinion says the ko was the birka Matan Torah. Ko somar levet Yaakov. So he says, what's the Indian birka's kohenim to Avraham Avinu and Matan Torah? So he quotes the words from Menachem Mendel of Reminov, and he says that Klal Yisrael, page 27 on the left, Hinei Modan Zos Ki B'Shas Matan Torah Higiyu Kol B'Yisrael Madrega Elyona Hazu. that when we went to Mamre Har Sinai, we got a very high madrega. We were like Avram Avinu, that we were so ruchni that that's what it says. Ilu kervanu l'fnei Har Sinai v'lo nosu l'nosa Torah dayenu. L'chor ma tovi yesh b'zeh l'kervanu l'fnei Har Sinai v'li kabbalah sa Torah. Because the answer is Maimah Hasinai, the Lashon of the Gemara is Paska Zu Masa. In other words, the physical aspect of a person stopped. And we got this purity of our body. It became all spiritual. So therefore, once we're spiritual, we can naturally intuit all the Torah. Because that's what's the idea. Our bodies, Ramache Vorim, Shusagidim, 248, 365, 613. Our body is the 613 mitzvahs. So it's just, when a person is chomri, he's very physical, very gashmi, so then that ruchni component can't seep in. But if you make your body, if your body becomes that spiritual being, then naturally you intuit the Torah. That's why Avraham Avinu didn't need Maimon Har Sinai. He was machavi to the Torah himself. And even Klal Yisrael of Maimon Har Sinai would have gotten it. So he says, and then he quotes the Divrei Chaim. He says, the Divrei Chaim says that's what the menorah is. The menorah is the receptacle. And that's like it receives the oil. So the same thing, a person's body receives the shmiah, the ri'ah, etc. But then the person is physical, and then it's hard to bring in the ruchni component into the menorah. So he says that's pshat in Birkas Kohanim. Yirecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. He says that's the bracha. That's the bracha of the Gashmi. Yirecha Hashem v'nechosim. Yishmerecha begufo. So what's the first? And then afterwards, Yoh Hashem panav ilecha. So that's the idea. That the Gashmi... V'chein nechushim you... The Gashmi should have a purity that it'll be able to be a conduit for the Ruchni to come in it. Because if the Gashmi is too Gashmi, then the Ruchni component, so the menorah is Gashmi, but if it becomes Ruchni, then the Ayar Hashem, the Ha'ora, the shine of the Kedusha, won't come in. But once you make your body Ruchni, then you're ready to be receptacle to the Ruchnis. So he says that's the bracha Yivrech Hashem b'nechasecha. Your nechasim should be Ruchni. Your what? Your guf should be Ruchni. And then Yor Hashem panav ilecha. In other words, you should be like Klal Yisrael of Matan Torah, where Pasko Zuhmasim, that they could have intuit the whole Torah at that point. And Avram Avinu was able to intuit the whole Torah without it to be given. And where do we learn this idea of a Matan Torah? And that's what Birkas Kohanim is. Yivrech Hashem means you're begufcha, benechasecha, that your guf and nechasim, well, physical things could be ruchni. Now this is a very lofty idea. We're not on this madrega that... we're not in such a madrega to be so lofty. But at least the madrega we should be on is to hopefully use whatever physical things we have for Avodas Hashem. So I don't know if we're on this madrega like Avram Avinu, that everything was smooth and, if it was Rats Hashem, it went natural. By the fact that the Akedah wasn't really a mitzvah in the end, that's why it says Vayishlach Hasyado, because he was going against the trend. He was going against the trend. And that's Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha. So again, I don't know if we would have been able to, maybe if we would be a Maimon Har Sinai, we'd be able to, you know, intuit the Torah even though it wasn't given. But we're not necessarily there, and we're not on that Madrega. But at least the Madrega we should be on is to the Nechasim that we have, the physical things that we have, should be a conduit to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will bring us to be Ruchni people. And as opposed to, you know, a person whose whole Mahus is Gashmius. And that's, you know, Rabbi Bajnon Shlita once said over from Rav Palm in the Atar LaMelech, he says over that, you know, when Klal Yisrael went to the, they built the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. So it said that they ate for 7 days, and then they celebrated Sukkot for 7 days. And that year, the Gemara says, they even ate on Yom Kippur because to Chanukah Habayis. So 14 days they were celebrating, and then they went home, Smechei V'tuvei Leif. So the Gemara says, why were they happy? So the Gemara says, Shenenu Miziv Hashchina. Because they were 14 days in the Beis HaMikdash with the Ziv Hashchina. So they were happy. So Rav Palm quotes the question, how does the Chazal know that? Maybe they were happy because they had good steak dinners for 14 days. Maybe that was the way they were happy. Not because they were Nenem Ziv Hashchina. So Rav Bajan points out in the Sefer HaTar LaMelech from Rav Palm, Rav Palm says, no. Because for the steaks, that lasts, when you're eating the steak, you're happy, maybe a little bit after, and then it's gone. So why were they still happy when they went home? When they were no longer engaging in that? Well, so there must have been, that's from the spiritual nourishment that they got. Because when you do something meaningful in life, you feel good about it even after you did it. You helped someone out. You were Baal Chesed. You learned. You know, you did something meaningful. Then you're not just happy about it b'shas maisa. You're happy about it weeks later. You feel fulfillment. I did something that was meaningful. Not just filling up. When you go to a good restaurant, so you enjoy it, and I'm not saying you shouldn't enjoy, you know, one day the restaurants will open up and you'll be able to go there, you know, and sit down there and have a good geschmack thing there, like my son says. But it's limited. The more ruchni you are, then the more, as Rav Palm said, the simcha lasts way beyond the time that you're engaged in it. When you're learning Torah and you feel, that was a good geschmack of sugya, then you're feeling good about it days later, weeks later, years later, etc. The gashmi, if it's only gashmi, l'shem gashmi, you'll enjoy it, but it'll be much more limited. And that's the brachas kohanim. That Yivracha Hashem Yishmerecha, Hashem should give us a bracha in our nechassim. That the nechassim that we have, the property that we have, is not just a momentary thing. It should be for use of ruchnius, use of something good, helping someone out, being kind to somebody, being good to somebody, and then you have a simcha dikah life because you feel content in your life. That's just the eating a steak and then being happy. I'm not saying you shouldn't go out and you know, but once in a while it's good too. But Lamaisa, the main thing of your life is a life with content that you feel that you did something meaningful. And that is the zichach, that's the birkas kohanim, zichach hagashmis, oras haruchnius, and then you'll be a ruchni person, and then you'll be like the madrega of Klal Yisrael when they came back from Shlomo HaMelech. Smechi v'tuvei leiv, shenenu miziv hashchina. Okay, Rabosai, I want to wish you all a good Shabbos, and Bez Hashem will continue on Monday, Bez Hashem. Those that still have to take, I gave in the grades that